Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let me welcome all of you affectionately, warm-heartedly and enthusiastically for our sixth session of our Japa online course. It's an in-depth course where we really wish to come into a depth that will nourish us, strengthen us, enthuse us in not only this area of our practice. See, when we can make our spiritual practice what it is meant to be, it will, so to say, flood over from the somewhat contained time of our practice into the rest of our lifetime, our day, our years, and finally it will influence our ultimate destination, because what you practice now is what you become later. Before I start, I want to also say, good that I remember, I'm really grateful to be with all of you on this journey. Today is the last before the last day. We have one more session to go. But I have some idea which I want to present to you a little later, because it feels just so good to be with all of you in this space of intensified practice. Good. So let us immediately start. As you know, the format is half an hour. We lay the fundament for the practice. Then I explain a little bit about the practice of the day. Then we do practice, and then we give ourselves a little pause for the question, before the questions and answers are given. So three parts in the session. Fine. So let us say yes. The last time we were speaking about the importance of sankalpa. It is something like an inner orientation which you have, a goal which you pursue. It's what gives your practice direction. Remember the man who is putting a lot of effort into rowing but does not aim towards a goal. He will most probably move in circles on the lake. Only when you put an effort into your spiritual practice, your sadhana, and know the goal, will you be motivated and stay on course. So today I would like to go into a deeper dimension. I call this session invoking Krishna through our practice. At one stage, sooner or later, we have to enter the relational dimension of japa. What this means is very nicely expressed in today's shloka from the Namashtakam. I think you have it all before your eyes. It's a shloka or verse which is chanted in order to obtain a very, let me say, good direction, but to also ask for mercy in our chanting. So here it is. It is the Agadamana verse, traditionally chanted to reach more attraction to chanting. I will chant one line alone, and then we will chant that line and the following lines together. Agadamana Yashoda Nandano Nandasuno. Together now. Agadamana Yashoda Nandano Nandasuno Kamala Nayana Gopi Chandra Vrindavanendra Pranata Karuna Krishna Yaneka Svarupe Tvai Mamavrati Uche Varatam Namadeya. O worshipable Harinam, may my attraction increase immensely towards you. For you have various forms, such as the annihilator of Agasura, the son of Yashoda, the son of Nanda, the lotus-eyed one, the cooling moon of the gopis, the lord of Vrindavan, and Krishna, who's merciful to the surrendered souls. These are some names which are called upon. Subtly, the indication is that the Lord has unlimited names, but these names are just given. It starts with Agadamana, the one who is Damana, conquering Aga, or sin. The beloved son of his mother, Yashoda, and the son of his good father, Nanda. He is the lotus-eyed one, Kamalanayana, and he is the cooling moon of the gopis. The moon, by its rays, opens the lotus flowers softly and gently. In the same way, it is hoped that Krishna, who is Gopichandra, the moon of the gopis, comes in the heart and opens the lotus of the heart. Then there's another name, the Lord of Vrindavan, and finally Krishna, who's merciful towards the surrendered souls. The prayer is, may my attraction increase immensely towards you. In heaps and in leaps and bounds, may it grow this attraction. I find it extremely important that the last name which is given here is Pranata Karuna. You're merciful to those who are approaching you to take refuge. And this is what we mean with the relational dimension of japa. Japa is not just a technique, a powerful spiritual practice, a sadhana, a form of meditation. No, japa is a means of approaching the Lord for shelter, and he is very, very responsive to those who do so. He is Pranata Karuna, the one who is merciful to those who are entering this relational dimension where they look for refuge or shelter. Why are we not so attractive to the chanting? We hear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying this is because of our unfortunate situation. The unfortunate situation is that while we chant, we commit aparadas or offenses. These aparadas come because we lack knowledge and we thirst secretly for material things. And this lack of knowledge and asat trishna, striving for temporary, small rewards, sensual agitation, brings a weakness of the heart. A weak heart is attached to non-Krishna. A strong heart, a brave heart, has the motive, yes, I want to move forward in this human form of life. I want to increase my relationship with Krishna. A weak heart is attracted to deceit, to fault finding, to envy and towards desires for fame. But a strong heart values the glorification of Krishna, the focus on Krishna, the service of Krishna more than anything. So these anattas, unwanted obstacles in our heart, are caused by a lack of knowledge, by the thirst for material things, by weakness of the heart, and a fourth thing which results from all of this. It's an offensive behavior towards Krishna. You know, Krishna is ready to bestow everything. Therefore, he is called Pranata Karuna. But if he finds that behind the back we are doing all these things, he will not be so pleased. It's just like a powerful master, so to say, who has servants and who finds out that while they are very nice towards him, the servants are not nice towards each other. Then his heart becomes closed a little bit to that servant and moves away. So the same is with Krishna. When he sees that we are committing aparadas, first and foremost, being not nice and friendly to his devotees, then Krishna's heart feels pain, and he is no longer so much able or willing to give his mercy. He maintains such servants who are half-hearted servants and who maintain anattas and aparadas in some minimal way, just like a gracious master will maintain even a wayward servant in some minimal way. Yes, you can sleep and you can eat, but his real affection, the real blessings of being with him, is no longer felt so strongly. So this is a little bit to be considered as we are entering into a relation with Krishna. At the time of speaking all of this to all of you, there is something happening in our family. My worldly father is in the hospital. He is already 95 years old, and he has informed the family that he might not get out of the hospital. And he said, 95 years is enough. I'm now ready to go. I asked my mother, who cannot visit him due to the present situation of restricted access to any hospital in Germany, COVID-19. I asked my mother, how are you taking this? And she said two things. You know, everything is under the control of the Lord. She quoted a poem to me. She said, changing paths, shadow and light, everything is grace, his grace. Do not fear. I was touched by this reaction. Here's someone who says, who's so sure about her relationship to the Lord that she can accept even the greatest tragedy in her life, to lose, possibly lose, the person she loves most in this world. She understands it's in the hands of the Lord. And then she closed, but if he goes, I will pray every day to the Lord to take me to him. To him means the Lord. They are Christians. They think they might maybe also meet in the heavens together. You know, this is the point of all true religion and spirituality, to be mindful of the ultimate, the absolute relationship. And in chanting, we really wish to approach him And we feel not good, that our attraction is still slowly, hopefully rising. No? We feel deficient. We want more attraction. We want more connection. And that is why this prayer, the Agadamana prayer, is prayed by devotees. It's a beautiful shloka. The devotee feels, I come to you now. You who have the extraordinary and inconceivable ability to have close personal relationships with the countless living beings who are scattered throughout the universes, or who are with you in the spiritual sky. You have the extraordinary and inconceivable ability to have close personal relationships with all beings, the ones who are still in this world and those who are in the spiritual world. You know, as we go through our spiritual life, we might miss the whole point. We might think of spiritual advancement, of becoming strong and determined, but not of our relationship. I have met devotees, not only of our tradition, the Vaishnav tradition, who at the end of their life, when I asked them, so, will you, are you looking forward to go back to your origin, the Lord? And they say, no, I have no relationship. I have seen dying spiritualists exclaiming with tears in their eyes, I missed the whole point. I don't feel that there is a relationship, a strong enough relationship. Why not? There are knots in our hearts. Strong knots which bind us to the material world. They are called in Sanskrit Hridaya Grantis. They are very, very strong, the knot in the heart. And they have three sub-knots. One is they tie us to our survival functions. The second is emotional knots. The third is intellectual knots. Our survival knots, so to say, bring about worries. Do I have enough money? Is my health holding up? Do I find a partner? These are all Brahma Grantis, knots which have to do with our basic survival instincts. Then we have emotional knots, where we want recognition, acknowledgement, maybe relationships with people, friendships of this world. And then we have intellectual knots. We have maybe pride, I know so much. I have seen this also in spiritual circles, you know, I call it so-called self-righteousness of the spiritual people. I'm better than everyone else. All these are knots in the heart that tie us down. There is a very beautiful verse in the Bhagavatam. It says like this, yat anu dhyasina yukta kama granti nibandhanam chindanti kovidas tasya ko naku yat kataratim. This sword in hand, intelligent people cut through the binding knots of karma by remembering the personality of Godhead. Therefore, who will not pay attention to his message? Who will not pay attention to the holy name and the message that as you chant, all that which binds you is destroyed? In 1996, Prabhupada gave a lecture in New York. It was on the 8th chapter of the Gita, 21 to 22. He said, the meaning of this Hare Krishna is, it is addressing the Supreme Lord and His energy. Hara! Hara is the energy. And Krishna is the Supreme Lord. So we are addressing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, O energy of the Lord, O the Lord, please accept me. That's all. Please accept me. We have no other prayer. Please accept me. Lord Chaitanya taught that we should simply cry, and we shall simply pray, and we shall simply pray for accepting us. That's all. So this vibration is simply a cry for addressing the Supreme Lord, requesting Him, please accept me. Please accept me. The knot in the heart is so old. It is made out of karma and out of ego. It's so strong, and it binds all of us to our survival functions, to our emotional needs, to our intellectual achievements and how we are as thinkers. It is very difficult to untether this knot. The best is a strong sword is used. And the one who can use it very efficiently is Krishna, or someone who is imbued with the strength of Krishna. Someone who's imbued with the strength of the holy name will be able to sever or untie all these heavy entanglements that hold us back. But only if we enter the relational dimension, the please accept me dimension. This means, in practical terms, that we have to do some Atma Krandan. In this world, people do krandan or cry for the body when they are hungry, when they are hurt, when they have toothaches. And they do the crying for their minds when they feel unwell, misunderstood, not acknowledged enough, uncertain of their future. All these many, many emotions which go through the mind, they cry, or they are in a shrunken mood, small mind. No? We have to open the smallness of our mind and understand that my real solution in life is when I start to urgently look for that one relationship. There's a beautiful, beautiful prayer. It comes in the Prema Vivata by Jagadananda Pandit. You know Jagadananda Pandit, who used to quarrel with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and who is very, very dear to the Lord. He's a friend even from the Navadvip times of Chaitanya. So he describes what happens when the heart opens to the relational dimension. He says that when one meets a real spiritual pure soul, no, an eternal a servant of Krishna, one looks back in his life and regrets and cries out, the Atma Krandan, Krishna, my Lord, I'm your eternal servant. Ever since I left the shelter of your lotus feet, my life has been completely devastated. So when Krishna hears this urgent appeal, is immediately helping such a person to and releases him from these knots to material existence, this binding. No? When the jiva breaks away from Maya's captivating spell and strives towards Lord Krishna by rendering some devotional service, he regains the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. Lord Krishna then fortifies him, makes him strong with his transcendental internal potency. And this overbearing power of the Lord's spiritual strength weakens Maya's influence on the living entity. So, as I said, the sword, the strong cutting instrument that cuts us free from this entanglement through the knots in our hearts, huh? That is either wielded by Krishna or by someone who, in contact with Krishna's holy name, has become surcharged with the overbearing spiritual influence, that overbearing Shakti, so that he can become free from Maya's influence very conveniently. At that time, these knots are not binding him any longer, and he's able to chant with feeling. Why with feeling? Because he has entered the relational dimension. I would like to now bring you to a practice that I personally have discovered just a few days ago. I mean, the principle was always clear, but I had never found it spoken by an acharya. So often did I say in my kirtans and during the japa sessions, you need to get out of your head. You need to go to your and chant with feeling, devotional feelings. During kirtans, I remember saying, chant from your heart, and getting on the nerves of the people. From your heart, not here. And I was sometimes asked, from where do you got this, Maharaj? Chant from the heart. Well, then I said, well, feelings of gratitude, feelings of devotion, they are centered in the heart area, no? Don't we say the feelings rest there? But only 2 days ago, I read something from an acharya, a self-realized soul, the spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. And I immediately tried it. And when I tried it, I felt my practice got wings to fly. And I thought, I can't wait to give my next Japa online in-depth course, because this is what I'm going to share with you. It is from a section of Chaitanya Bhagavat, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meets the residents of Navadvip and gives them instructions on chanting. And in the purport of this, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says how we can achieve perfection in our chanting. One achieves perfection in chanting the mantra when one keeps the vibrated sound within one's heart and simultaneously controls his materially attached mind. Two instructions. Keep the vibrated sound in the heart and control the mind when it goes to material attachments or these grantees, these knots in the heart which are there. In the same section, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur gives us another instruction where he says this Maha Mantra. It's clear it's about the Hare Krishna mantra where he discusses it or gives these instructions, should be chanted in the Upangsu style, that is translated as chanting very mildly. Softly, lagu uchate, says Rupa Goswami, lightly. So we have now three things to observe in our practice for today. We will chant softly, then we will try to bring the vibration in the heart area, and then whenever our mind wanders, as it is apt to do, we will bring it away before it gets entangled and bring it back to the sound of the holy name. Now, keeping the vibrated sound within one's heart, I think, requires exercise before the exercise. And I would like to do this with you. I will ask Gokrishna just a second. When we chant Om, A sharp? A sharp or B? B? It's B. Yes. We're looking for the ideal sound here. I request you to sit tall and to chant with me four bija mantras, mantras which bring something about. The first is Om, the second is Hrim, the third is Shrim, it is dedicated to the Lord's Shakti, like Lakshmi, and then Shroom, very powerful bija mantra, which is really good for the knots in the heart, I mean for dissolving them. So I will say one time the sound, and then you please repeat. We try to keep the sound in our heart. Attention to the heart area, please. And as you chant the Om on an outgoing breath, keep your attention in the heart area, and you will see that you will feel the vibration of the sound in the heart. All together, a deep inhale. To keep the sound vibration in the heart by fixing your mind in the heart. I cannot see you, but my mind has very observative eyes. In other words, I can imagine that you are there. I thank you for participating. We will now move on to do this with the same intention, to keep the sound in our heart. To make this a more devotional oriented exercise, I request you to just stay with what we heard in the 1966 lecture of Prabhupada. Please accept me. We have no other prayer. Please. Accept me. I come to you. I know you have this exceptional capability to relate to to all souls, both in this world and beyond this world. So I have come to you. I have turned to you. I have seen. As long as I remain a slave, being tied by these inner knots, I'm not free. Therefore, please fortify me. Give me the strength so that I can make these tethers fall, that they can be broken, and that I can commence my journey towards you by your strength. So such type of mood is good, and this is something which has to do with devotional feelings. The Lord's holy name, writes Srila Prabhupada, has powerful potency, that there is a quality to such utterances also. It depends on the quality of feeling, a helpless man can feelingly utter the holy name, whereas a man who utters the same holy name in great material satisfaction cannot be so sincere. No? He is attached to wealth without realizing only his survival functions. I need to be secure to survive, are urging him. He is interested, or she is interested, in beauty. Without noticing, it's only these emotional needs. I want to be acknowledged. I want to be seen, which bind me. Such a person is held back by his high education, high parentage, which give him pride and the superior feeling. I'm better than anyone else. These are all knots. Knots that can be cut. Once you go enter the heart and there, keep the vibration, keep it there, the holy name. So I want to do this now with you. If you have your beads ready, then it's now the time to take them. If you don't have them ready, it is not at all a problem. You can chant with us. We will chant for the first section of this section. Together, I think that will help you. Yes, that will help. And then I will give you a sign, and then it means we will be on our individual space. Pace. We will fly our own plane, so to say. Don't forget, one achieves perfection in chanting the mantra when one keeps the vibrated sound within one's heart and controls the materially attached mind. Very simple. We have learned this in other sections of our online course. We just pull the mind back as soon as we see, whoops, it goes to one of these habitual thoughts. Sit properly. Build an intention that now you will give your best. Keep the holy name in the heart. Bring the mind back. I will remind you from time to time. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Everyone, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We will now switch over into our individual pace. Once again, I request you to stay with the practice detailed by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur in the section of Chaitanya Bhagavat, where we keep the sound in our heart. That is, we bring our attention to our heart. Stay there with devotional feelings as we chant, "Please accept me. Please accept me." And we withdraw the mind when it comes into the material attached areas, the grantis, the knots in the heart, which bring us to a shrunken consciousness. And in this way, our vastness is established. Our own pace, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Try your best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Thank you very much for joining us for this very, very nice practice. I can imagine that it requires a little bit more of your attention and time, but really, when you can chant like this, keeping the sound in the heart and just avoiding that the mind goes back to the material normal thoughts, you know, daily thoughts, bring it away from these knots, so to say, then you are seriously creating a spiritual existence, a spiritual reality, a spiritual form fit to associate with the Lord in all seriousness. I would like to now go to the question and answer session. Now I can imagine that some of you feel an urgent call for the restroom. This is a good time to do it. I start already the question and answer sessions because some are not so in need of a pause. Good. Here's the first question. Hare Krishna Maharaj, this online japa retreat has been very heartwarming and life-changing. My question is, if Krishna has the power to cut the knot instantly, or in other words, purify us instantly, why does it take so long for the knot to be cut? Even when we try our best to take shelter of Him. A simple answer. We are already conditioned for a very long time. There is a problem in us. We cannot yet seriously desire Krishna. You may say, no, Maharaj, I'm very fright with this material existence. I really want to get out. Yes, but that is not yet the bhakti way, the loving way. It's the escapist way. I want to escape this suffering. You are still in the center in this desire. I'm fed up with this material desire. The area where you wish to come, the spiritual world, is a world of unconditional love. I want to make this very clear. The long time which you feel is, from the viewpoint of eternity, very, very short, but it is the necessary maturing time which you need. In order for the flower to give fragrance and thus give its full pleasure, it needs some maturing time. So I have come to think of the long, long time of my own waiting, so to say, my own personal journey, or if you want, struggles also. I have come to rethink this and call it the maturing time that is necessary to give pleasure to Krishna. See, there is a distinct difference between liking Krishna consciousness, liking Krishna, and loving Krishna. When I say I like this flower, I cut it and put it in my the hole here in the shirt. If I say I love this flower, I let it stand there and bring some water to irrigate it. Bhakti is the second. It's this what we have to develop on our own. Krishna can help cutting these entanglements if you sincerely asked him for, but he will let yourself mature in love. He will not enforce you. He will not change one ship, zip, and put on another, zip, bhakti ship, because we are not computers. And this is not, or robots, this is not a mechanical person, a process. Therefore, I wanted to make very sure that we have to sooner or later enter the relational dimension of japa, which is a free dimension, which is something which requires or calls for our maturation. But Krishna helps with the knots, for sure. I think we all have made experiences already. Here's another question. Hare Krishna Manohar Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much for these extremely helpful courses. My question goes back to the last class, when you said we should chant like it's our last time. How do we develop such feeling within our heart? Also, by the end of my japa, I always think that this time I lacked focus. Maybe I can do it better tomorrow. And such a cycle of thoughts tend to repeat itself. Is it okay to think and feel such way? If not, then how can we stop this? And so, two things you were asked here. How can we enter this mood of chanting like it is our last time? That's the first one. I must laugh. Sorry, but this is... isn't it clear that we are mortal beings and our time can be at any time, the time when we are caught? I know we are habituated to make plans for tomorrow and for the year to come, and simultaneously we should keep this sure fact in front of our eyes that we are for a short time here. Now, if this is not possible for you, then maybe this advice doesn't work so good for you. It's individual. I must tell you, I'm sometimes so joyful in my life that I also tend to forget that we have to die. That's why I had to laugh when I heard your question, because I'm in the same category, although it's so obvious, and my father might be in his last days now, and I have to give encouragement, I have to phone him, and now is the time to do the last installments of spiritual knowledge into his life. No, yes, we tend to forget. I know. Yudhisthira was saying this is the most amazing thing in this world, that although we see every day people moving into the through the door of death and not returning from his house, still we think we are eternal. So if you can't keep this thought in your mind, then you can't do it. Finished. I also can't do it all the time, but there are other times, I think, when it's not so difficult, and then it can work. See, these are all advices which we hear that sometimes work or not work. It's an individual process. So when something works, stay with it. When it does not work, go to the next process. About focusing more, I have given one section, or one, let me say, session, I'm sorry, I'm getting mixed up with the words, on developing focus of body, mind, and heart. It is a little bit, you can go back to it, or you can find this in the first chapter of the Living Name book, if you wish. There it is available. Should we keep only the sound vibration in the heart? The next question. Should we keep only the sound vibration in the heart, or can we also keep Krishna's image in the heart while we chant? There is an advice in the ancient tradition about chanting to keep always the Ishta Devata, that is the desired and aspired for deity which we worship, in the heart while chanting. Srila Prabhupada has also advised this when he told devotees that they should chant before the deities. In fact, when I stayed in the London Temple as a guest. Srila Prabhupada was there and gave lectures, and that's why I had come from Germany to attend these. I wanted to attend these lectures. Then he advised us to chant before the deity and focus on the deities. It's an old, old way. Now, you have asked, should we keep only the sound vibration, or can in the heart, or can we keep the image of Krishna in the heart? They are one and the same. Yes, with our ant-like brain, we are not capable to fathom this understanding. Ask an ant to give you a good description of an Apple computer. It will fail. It is not equipped to put these various algorithms and whatever is working in there together. It's beyond the capability. So a conditioned mind cannot understand that the sound and Krishna's beautiful form is the same. But as you chant and focus on the sound vibration, the heart will be freed from the layers of misconception, expand so that it has the vastness to grasp this secret of spirituality. What you will experience, however, quite quickly when you do this method, is that as you chant, putting the vibration in your heart, which means the ultimate form of focus. Yeah? You can focus with your mind by focusing here in between the eyebrows. If you've seen someone who's focused his eyebrows furrow, but even more focus is there when it's done in the heart, devotionally, softly, not so, let us say, so, I think you understand. Then this is revealed. What you feel is, oh, by holding the sound vibration, you feel devotional feelings for Krishna coming up. Maybe it has already happened to some of you today, and you feel close to Krishna, and in this way you are with Krishna and have his beautiful Lord in your heart. Prabhupada says gradually one will, when one chants, one sees his form, one notices and perceives his qualities, and also his pastimes, how he rides on the chariot and guides the chariot. So thank you, so many good, and my God, this is so many questions here. Thank you, such fantastic lessons. Today was not my strong day because, you know, I have to monitor a dying person who is very close, to whom I owe my physical body, my physical father. I have to now be there and do everything very good. So yes, I was a little. It can be better next time. Is there a correlation between physical and mental health and chanting sincere japa? Not necessarily. Someone who is in bad physical and also mental health can also can turn towards the Lord, and sometimes he can turn even more sincerely, he or she. But more often, we find that beginners who are still very much influenced by the states of the body, and especially the states of the mind, will feel it more difficult to practice. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada said once, "Your health comes first." I believe he must have said it to an unhealthy person. Your health comes first, and second place is sadhana, practice, like chanting. And on the third place only is seva. No? So, because he knew health for those who are beginners on the path, both physical and mental health is important. I have seen this over the years very much, and therefore developed and teach a model called the Tree of Life. It is a very spiritual approach to physical, emotional, and social health. I think it is important for most of us on the way. But it can also be that while you are unhealthy, both physically and mentally, all of a sudden you get so much mercy because Krishna sees you can't do it on your own, and then you are coming to a wonderful place. The next question is, thank you for your time. Well, this is an honor to do this, conduct these sessions. Why it is easy to hear Krishna Katha but difficult to chant? It has to do with our makeup. It's so Krishna Katha, you just receive and hear, and it is so nice also to hear a most attractive narration of Krishna. We like it to hear about someone else. It is therefore, Prabhupada writes on one place, in Kali Yuga, the recommended method to hear Krishna Katha. He says other things also. In chanting, we have to put a little effort in to be absorbed, to be focused, and because our mind is maybe not yet so purified, it's more easy. When the mind is more difficult, when the mind is more purified, it runs to Krishna. That is also described in the Bhagavatam. Like a river that flows to an ocean, the purified mind goes to Krishna's name and so on. Yes, I have more here. When we know someone is very easy to think of, when we know someone, it is very easy to think of them or call their name feelingly. Yes, we read and hear about Krishna. Still, we don't know him as of yet. So how to chant, think of Krishna feelingly, except when we are in pain and suffering? Thank you, Maharaj. So, yeah. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has advised that along with chanting, and the practice of chanting, we should also hear Krishna Katha. He has said, just like Krishna is always associated with Radharani, the holy name is always associated with Krishna Katha, or the talk about Krishna. Both should go on, and then it's easier to remember Krishna from what you have read and so on. So yes, I thank you very, very much. I have to look at the clock here. I want to say a few greetings here first of all, and then The greeting goes to Brahma Theatre Prabhu. You are always with us, Brahma Theatre Prabhu. Thank you so much. Anuradha and Jai Krishna are there. And I can understand many others are there who don't write their name every time they look. I need to announce that we have only one more session coming up next Sunday. Devotees or and participants have asked me why only one more session. It was like this. I was on a big international conference which was scheduled for the Sunday after the next Sunday. That international conference was moved, I believe, 1 week ahead, but when we planned this online in-depth retreat, we assumed that I would be busy, so the time where I is also not available. The next is available, but the time behind it has been filled already now. So this is the sixth session, and the next Sunday we will see you for the seventh session. And I have a great gift to all of you there. I'm not saying this to hook you or motivate you to come. The gift will also be on Facebook if you can't make it, but it would be very good if you can make it. I want to also say the Kirtan Experience online course is still going on strong. It is Tuesday, 26th of May, 8 to 8:45 p.m. Central European Time. I have to say, this is not on my Facebook, but it is on the Instagram.com Satchinandan Swami. You will we will upload this so that you know. It is quite something. I am very pleased to say that this the participants and those who receive these programs are really giving amazing comments. So if you wish and you have time, next Tuesday, 26th of May, 8 to 8:45, yes, on Instagram. I also have the information. It will be uploaded on Facebook on Wednesday in case you can't make it and you want to find it. It is there. Yeah. Also, I need to say, my mouth gets tired, so many announcements. Watch the previous sessions of the Living Name and Kirtan Experiences courses on my YouTube channel if you wish. There is a link in the comments. And finally, the last point of our announcements. On May 27th, there is a live Kirtan on the Facebook page of Kirtan Mela. It's my slot. Good. Well, I might as well also announce it. It's 4:30 p.m. Central European Time. You will see the world famous Go Krishna Bhajan Band. 8 p.m. Indian time. So the links are in the comments. I wanted to end a little bit earlier today because I want to sing with you at the end of our session. We will go now into a practical part. I request you to sing with the idea of bringing your attention to the center of your heart. Let it vibrate there. Let it free you from the inner knots, which may give you stress and harmful experiences. Let me ask you, my technician here, can I go 2 minutes over time? Good, good. So we will now chant with this method for exactly 5 German minutes, not longer. I have a clock here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, a little lower, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, chanting means to keep Krishna always within your heart. Let us follow this advice of Srila Prabhupada. Focus and bring the sound vibration in your heart. Let the sound be there and it will be very, very good. Kindly now sing all together. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Thank you. Very nice. I hope this was helpful. See you next Sunday, same time, and bring your big basket with you. I will give you a wonderful, unforgettable present. All the best.